Hello, friends, and this is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a better place. I want to thank everyone so much for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the 3.1 million Seattle area and the fastest-growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with over 100,000 listeners in over 60 countries. Today's shows will be really incredible because we'll be bringing in people from Los Angeles to Tokyo, and during the first hour from 2 to 2:15 p.m., I'll be interviewing Kana Konoima, a famous singer and Hado instructor from Los Angeles, and Jerry Bedlington, who does angel healing to do prayers for Syria. Syria, as you know, has suffered a horrible war, and I received the message from my own angel guides to do some healing for Syria. So we'll be doing that the first 15 minutes. Then from 2:15 to 3 p.m., I'll be interviewing a wonderful gentleman named Ed May. Ned is an expert in Islam, the counter-jihad, European political issues, immigration, and related material. He'll be talking about Syria and other issues and how the American public is being misled and fed totally wrong information about what's going on actually in the Middle East. During the second hour from 3:15 p.m., I'll be bringing in Michiko Hayashi of the Moto Peace Project direct from Tokyo and Jerry Billington again to do prayers for Fukushima. As you know, Fukushima is being totally ignored by the mass media and most world governments, and so I was also directed to bring in prayers for Fukushima during the second hour. So I'll be doing that, and I sincerely hope you can join me. During the rest of the second hour, from 3:15 to 4 p.m., I'll have a wonderful gentleman named Robert Roy. Robert Roy distributes the Black Salve. It's called the Two Feathers Healing Formula, which is a Native American Indian formula over 100 years old that's been successfully used for cancer, tumors, herpes, diabetes, chronic fatigue syndrome, allergies, viral diseases, and all kinds of things. And I'm so happy to have Robert on. He'll be on the second hour. I really appreciate everyone's support for this radio program because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I also have a mentoring program I wanted to tell everyone about where I teach people how to contact their age and spirit guides, angels. My accuracy rate's very high, and if you're interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me anytime here in the United States on my cell at 509-750-9793 or toll-free at 1-888-879-8339 in the United States and Canada. I want to thank everyone so much for the donations and support, especially Faison and Shirley in Florida, my good friend Marco in Helsinki, Finland, Emma Louise and Jan Eric in Norway, Randy and Jessica in Mercer Island, Darren in Olympia, Raj Sastry in beautiful Toronto, Canada, and everyone around the world who helped me raise consciousness and make this planet a better place. I'd also like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including Crystal at the beautiful Crystal Voyage bookstore in Tacoma, and the wonderful Ryan Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon. We're also looking for sponsors and advertisers for the show, and any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience of over 100,000 people in over 60 countries for your goods and services. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol's designing my website, providing wonderful support. My dear friends, Michiko Hayashi and Hiromoto and Mrs. Emoto, the Emoto Peace Project, Emoto Office in Tokyo, my good friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show, my angelic and earthly family, as well as my wonderful producer and station manager, Eric Ryder, and my sales manager, Eric Kremer, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. Out of This World Television is now broadcasting three times a week on Comcast Channel 22, in the Puget Sound area on Tuesdays at 8:30 p.m., Wednesdays at 1:30 p.m., and Saturdays at 7 p.m. on Comcast Channel 22. If you're outside the viewing range, you can look them up on YouTube under either Ted or Theodore Marr or Out of This World. With that, I'd also like to ask everyone today to send lots of love and light to Michiko's mother, Masako, who suffered a stroke recently, and I know that your love and prayers will really help her. Also, my good friend Orion of Orion Tech Computers has had some health problems recently, and if you could please send lots of love and light to him as well, that would be wonderful. My book on messages from the masters, Cosmic Messages from Professor Albert Einstein, John F. Kennedy, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, Nostradamus, Mahatma Gandhi, and Dr. Emoto, is done, and it will be sent to the publishers very soon. I'll let you know when what comes out. The book will be all about humanity's bright, beautiful future. Briefly, I want to thank everyone so much for their support for my recent Galactic Wisdom Conference held in Olympia, Washington. We'll be having another one next year on March 9, 10, 11 at the same location. And I'll be bringing in some of the world's best psychics, healers, and UFO people, and I hope you can come. The website is www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And briefly, there's also going to be, for those of you in Europe or would like to go to Finland, there's a wonderful conference, a water conference in Finland to celebrate their 100th anniversary on May 25th, 26th, and 27th, and 28th. It'll be in a place called Villa Aurora, just outside Helsinki. The cost is very reasonable. I think some of the seminars are only like 16 euros to 23 euros. There's also a package deal for the entire weekend. 4 days of seminars for 123 euros, which is very reasonable. For more information, please go to their website at www-liveto.fi for Finland. And for more information, you can also go to www.villa-aurora.fi. Also, from June 22nd to the 22nd, I'll be bringing 27th, I'll be bringing people up to Mount Shasta for my second annual trip to there. It's an amazing place, and if you're interested in going, please see details at my website at outofthisworld1150.com. And with that, I'd like to bring in Kana and Jerry. I'd like to do some prayers for Syria. It's a horrible situation over there with lots of violence, and I was directed to bring in some prayers for that area of the world. Kana, hi. Welcome to the radio show.
Thanks for having me back again. I would love to and be honored to do a little sound healing for Syria for sure.
Okay. And then we've also have Jerry on the line.
Yes, I'm here with you.
Okay. Wonderful. Kana, go ahead and I know you're a wonderful singer. If you could sing a song to bring in some light energy to Syria. They've had so much war and violence, and I know that my angel friends would appreciate it.
Absolutely. So what I'm going to do is it's called toning or sound healing. And what the sound does is there's no time and space, so it just vibrates all the way out to the world. And we'll send it to Syria and also Fukushima and everywhere else that needs this love, light, peace, harmony, and balance. We're going to just anchor it all the way to the center of the earth, connecting it all the way to the source creator. And we're just going to intend to just radiate peace, love, harmony, and balance. And here goes.
Thank you, Kana. That was so beautiful.
Thank you. My honor.
I'm so glad that. And what's your website so people can?
Sure, my website is completely free. It's called angelicsoundtherapy.com.
Okay, great.
And there's MP3s for everyone.
Wonderful.
People with anxiety, people that need physical healing. It's all free, so you can download it as you please.
Wonderful. Please stay on the line, Jerry. I'd like to bring Jerry in to bring his angels in as well.
Yeah. Guys, give me an all team assist. Guys, listen, we have been invited with Ted today to engage in the physical plane. Syria is in dire straits. I want you to engage all of the angelic presence there. Engage the individuals and the beings that might be present, provoking the war. Engage them in gold, light, and love, and freeze them. To the count of 15, guys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Take them to all the crater. Take them to the crater. To the count of 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Guys, the mindset that we have with the various oppositions there, not only our individuals, but the individuals that are fighting against all the forces. Let's go ahead and pull their mindsets in peace and joy and put love in their hearts, and that they are able to compromise and be one with each other. For the count of 15, guys, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ted, left hologram, do you got a visual? Do you have a visual?
I see one in my mind.
Yeah. I'm going to lay a grid down. Guys, let's lay a grid down. Archangel Michael, you also give an assist here and bring your teams of angels in. Let's lay a grid down over that whole land of all this fighting and all the misinformation and neutralize it out. To the count of 10, guys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. How's that look?
Beautiful. Absolutely
good.
Beautiful.
One more thing. Guys, I want two teams of angels with each individual there, each individual in that land, and prompt them and engage them to do the best they can to support peace and joy. Thanks, guys. For the count of 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Fill it up, guys. We are completed.
Beautiful, beautiful. Jerry, could you explain a little bit about your background to my listeners around the world and your website, please?
Initially, I was an aircraft mechanic. I worked in aviation for 30 years, and I took a class on auras, and there I learned I could hear the angelic presence. And then I took a class from a lady that talked Tibetan metaphysics, and there I learned how to bring angels in and how to do energy surgery. Mm-hmm. And so I was going merrily along my way with my new skills, and a lady came in that had third eye capability. She could see what I was doing in the spirit plane and the angels. And at that point, she took a little checklist I made up and typed it all up and got 20 people together and says, we're ready for our class. And then I started teaching. I have taught in L.A. a number of times, and my website is angelteamhealing.com, angelteamhealing.com. And my whole purpose is to support anybody and everybody that needs help in any manner. When things don't go right in their life and they can't get a handle on it, then they'll come to me, and then we'll bring the teams in, and I'll bring a clairvoyant in because I don't have visual skills. You can't work in the spirit world necessarily without being able to see what you're up against. And so I have a clairvoyant that comes in with me, and as that client talks to me, their soul will show the clairvoyant pictures, and then when the client finishes their overview of what they want to work on, then I'll talk to the clairvoyant, and then the clairvoyant will watch me as I instruct the angels and watch the angels as they engage in what I have requested of them. So it's a pretty fun activity, but it is dangerous at times, too, because I run up against some pretty tough characters are out there.
Sure. So, well, I'm so happy you could come on today. His website again, for those of you who'd like more information about Jerry's beautiful work, is www.angelteamhealing.com. And I want to tell everyone listening today that the studio has lit up in this beautiful white light, and I know the angels are here too. So with that, I want to thank you so much, Jerry and Kana, for coming on today and giving spiritual support for the people of Syria. I'd like to bring in, thank you so much, my friends. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Okay. Thanks, Ted. Bye-bye.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Jerry. Thank you so much, Kana. With that, I'd like to introduce my many listeners to Ned May. Ned, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good. It's so good to have you on today. Thanks for coming on it on short notice.
I'm glad to be here.
Wonderful. A little bit about Ned's background. He's an expert in Islam, the counter-jihad, European political issues, immigration-related issues. We'll be talking about his his information about the Middle East, what's happening there, a little bit about Syria, and how, in my opinion anyway, the American public and people elsewhere are being misled and fed wrong information, I believe, about the conflict in Syria. Ned is the co-proprietor, along with his wife, of a blog called Gates of Vienna Blog. The website is http://gatesofvienna.net/, which focuses on Islam and issues, especially in Europe. I'm so happy that you could come on today.
Thank you.
Yes, you know, what caught my eye, what led me to your work, Ned, was an article that you published. It was entitled "Putin and Assad Saved My Life." It was a translated article where you quoted a Flemish priest named Daniel Mays, M-A-E-S, who said that Putin and Assad saved his life, and that much of the information that we here in the United States and other Western countries getting about the conflict in Syria is totally wrong. And I'd love to have you. I know we corresponded a little bit about that with emails earlier this week, but I'd love to have your opinion about that.
Well, the thing about Putin, he's no angel.
Right.
Far from it, but mm-hmm. He is not the great destroyer of what's in the Middle East right
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people lining up to destroy things in the Middle East, the Islamic State, Jabhat al-Nusra, that's the al-Nusra front. And as it happens, anybody who is any Christian who's in an area that was occupied by the Islamic State is going to feel like he was liberated by Putin and Assad when the Islamic State is driven out of his town. And, you know, some of those towns don't have any Christians left in them, of course. But
right.
in the places where they are, they're oppressed, enslaved, and the women especially have been enslaved.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the arrival of Assad's troops was a great relief to the Christians because they have a chance to live more or less normally like they used to before mm-hmm. ISIS came to town.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And what do you think of this this supposed gas attack during the last week or so in which Trump responded with all these missiles?
Well, it certainly looks like a false flag, just like the previous one.
Right.
First of all, it doesn't make any sense that Assad would launch a chemical weapons attack
mm-hmm.
because nothing but bad things would happen to him. And he, with Russian support, was already winning. He didn't need chemical weapons to
right.
win against the Islamic State and the other jihad people
mm-hmm.
in Syria. So it doesn't make sense from, he's not stupid, and especially the Russians aren't stupid, which makes you think that it's probably a false flag.
Right.
And it certainly was in the past, that one that Obama made such a big fuss about a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like a false flag, and it eventually emerged that it was the rebels themselves, rebels that are supported and funded by the United States, who'd actually had those chemical weapons.
Right.
So that's why I make it likely. But the thing about it is, in that area of the world, so much of what goes on is false flag
mm-hmm.
attacks. And
sure.
some of the older ones are easier to spot and discuss because the mm-hmm. evidence has been accumulated. Like the thing in Benghazi in 2012, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, that Hillary Clinton said was because of that video, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't. It was Al-Qaeda, and we were working with Al-Qaeda then. We were dealing with them, and the entire story put out at the time was fake. And the story that of the riots in Egypt that were happening at the same time
mm-hmm.
That was another false flag, that the maker of that video had been set up, and the video was set up for the cause so that Hillary Clinton could accomplish her objectives. But you see that over and over again in the Middle Eastern
sure.
stuff. And that's not just on the American side. Everybody who's involved does their false flags when it suits their interests.
Sure. Well, I know if you look at history, and there was a famous Englishman named Lord Acton, and he said, if you ignore the lessons of history, you're doomed to repeat them. If you look at the lessons of history, there's been a series of false flags, not only out of the Middle East, Ned, but all kinds of world events in which the public, and especially here in the United States, have been completely manipulated. If you look at the Vietnam War, a horrible war that went on for about, 8 to 10, 12 years, tens of thousands of people died, hundreds of thousands of people, Vietnamese died, actually, in Vietnam. It was all based upon a manufactured incident to get the United States into war, and we went in. And then when we left in 1975, everybody was scratching their heads and saying, why did we go in there? It didn't make any sense. Nothing made sense.
Yes, that Gulf of Tonkin incident, that you're exactly right. That's kind of the role model for everything that's being done nowadays, I think, except it's much more sophisticated nowadays with the ability to manufacture digital information and spread it over the Internet very quickly.
Sure.
These false flags can be extremely sophisticated and effective.
Right, right.
And the Russians do them, too. I think the attack on the Istanbul airport was, if not a false flag, it was certainly stimulated by Russia itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked suspicious at the time, and when I added up all the information about it, it was apparent that the Russians had a hand in it. But that's probably not going to come out publicly in my lifetime.
Right, right, right. Well, I have to tell you that I'm a psychic and I do read minds, and I have read, I've actually read Donald Trump's wife's mind.
Oh, wow.
And she came from Eastern Europe, and she is not happy with the way the Russians treated her growing up as a child, what they did to her family and other relatives and friends as well. And for what it's worth, the message I got from my spirit friends when I read her mind is that she's the one who urged Donald Trump to bomb Russia.
Wow.
And even though, because you look at the history last couple of months, Mr. Trump had been talking to Putin by phone. They were getting along. They were willing to. He wanted to work with the Russians to create world peace and salt work on different terrorism issues. And suddenly, this false flag comes up, and he strikes back with all these missiles. I think it was 56 missiles, and it was kind of like out of character. Everybody, all my friends, are wondering out here in the United States is what's going on with this guy, And the authority for the attack was based upon it that I saw on the internet was a story off of CNN, which is. You can look at CNN as two different names, the Cabal News Network or the Clinton News Network, where they don't have any credibility at all. I don't know why they're still going, because much of what they do is propaganda. But again, I guess it's not the first time that the president has been influenced by his spouse. But that's what I got as a psychic tuning into the situation.
Well, the interesting thing about Russia, and you can't look at Russia and see something nice. Nobody on this side of the water can.
Right.
But what Russia does is it looks after Russia's national interest.
Mm-hmm.
Russia isn't there to save the world or make it better for people thousands of miles away. Putin is interested in taking care of Russia's interests.
Right.
Enriching himself and his friends, of course. But, and that's the big difference that I see between, say, Putin and Obama, who wanted to export everything he liked to the rest of the world. But that's not the way the Russians work.
Right, right, right. What do you make of this this recent terrorist bombing in Stockholm, Sweden? I've actually got...
You mean the truck attack, that one?
Yeah, the truck attack, yeah.
Yeah, that one, it was an Uzbek who had applied for asylum in Sweden, like thousands and thousands and thousands of others, and been turned down.
Right.
And so they're making it out that he was angry because his asylum application was turned down. On the other hand, he's known to have been a fan of the Islamic State, and the Islamic State has instructed its adherents to do things like that, to drive vehicles into crowds of people in non-Muslim nations, mm-hmm. to attack them with knives, to simple attacks that kill a lot of people,
wow.
is what they're asked to do. So they don't have to acquire automatic weapons. They don't have to build bombs and things like that. They
mm-hmm.
just grab whatever is at hand. And that's sure. what happened in London, too.
Mm-hmm.
You notice that it was an SUV and a knife was all that was involved in that one.
Right.
And that seems to be the wave of the future, from what I can tell.
Right, right. Well, I think it's important. I have my sources for what's going on over there, and I'm so happy that you could come on today so we could compare notes. One of the things that one of my psychic friends said is that one of the reasons why the United States, in particular, wants a war in Syria and go in and take it over with the jihadists, is that they've got not. It's not only for a proposed oil pipeline that they want to route through Syria. But there's a second reason as well, that in the museums within Damascus and in Syria itself, Ned, and I'd love your comment on this, there are artifacts dating from 12 to 13,000 years ago, which are made with advanced extraterrestrial technology existent back then. This is before the fall of Atlantis, that this government and some very negative elements within the world want to lay their hands on that they know Assad has. I don't know. That's what I heard.
Well, I think I remember reading a mention of that, but I really don't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry, I can't help you there. That's out of my area.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? You have an extensive and wonderful background, Ned, in the area there in the Middle East. What do you think is going to happen in the next 6 to 12 months? And how could people around the world bring peace to Syria?
Well, it's hard to predict anything definite because there are so many factors at work. The gas pipeline that we want in Syria, or that Russians want, the Russians are in it for control of the gas that they send to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
They control most of the flow of gas into Europe. And Europe is considering building, I think it may be even a definite plan now, building a gas pipeline directly from Israel to, I think it's either Greece or Italy that it enters Europe. But
mm-hmm.
they're trying to get themselves off of total dependence on Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Russia doesn't want that because that's how they really make their income.
Mm-hmm.
And the United States has its own interests in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's George Soros coming in, who has his own interest, which is in establishing global governance. And that kind of was Hillary Clinton's field, too. It still is her field, but she's just not in power. And so all of those are mixing together in the Middle East right now and in various parts of Europe. So what you can expect is there's going to be more violence in Europe as well as the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
I think the attacks are stepping up now. They seem to come more frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not getting bigger, but they are getting more frequent. The trucks and buses running into people, people getting stabbed with knives and stuff like that. It's just more and more of it all across Western Europe, wherever there are large numbers of Muslims.
I have relatives in Sweden, and I've been to Sweden many times, and it's a beautiful country. And the times that I visited it there, you know, back, I don't know, 30, 40 years ago, it was a very quiet, peaceful place, low crime rate, very safe. But I know that's changed now after all these, these problems. And it's such a sad thing that's happened. I know that the energy of the planet, Ned, as a psychic, has gone up tremendously and into the positive area. It switched last September into what they call the Schumann frequency of the planet, went from what's called 7.8 hertz to almost 14 hertz. Then Christmas time a couple of months ago, it went to 36 and then 40 hertz. And we are getting another wave of positive energy hitting the planet as of yesterday on April 11th, going on now for the next couple of weeks. So, and I think these conflicts in Syria and this, I think it was a false flag last week as far as the gas attack goes. to try to get the United States and Russia involved in a war there, because our military and our military-industrial complex here in the United States especially makes a lot of money off weapons sales. But I don't. I think they're desperate. These are desperate acts by desperate people trying to lead the world into a world war. That's not going to happen. I don't see it happening. I know that a couple of years ago, President Obama and some of his staff wanted to bring U.S. troops into Syria. And people in Congress actually did something. They stood up and they said, no, we're not going to allow U.S. troops to be sent to Syria. But those elements are still negative and they're still there. But I think that if people stand up, we can stop it and we can turn the world around and actually bring peace to Syria and the Middle East.
Well, I certainly hope you're right. It looks so far-fetched at the moment. But, I've seen things look really bad before and then we seem to shy back from the brink. Mm-hmm. So maybe we will this time with the help of everybody who's praying for it.
Right. Right. Well, I think we're all powerful spiritual beings, and the destiny of this planet, Ned, is to become a very loving and harmonious planet. And people are sick and tired of war and conflict. I mean, I think it was totally unjustified for President Trump to have that missile attack on Syria last week when there was no – I personally think it was a false flag, like you said. But I think there's negative elements here in the United States and elsewhere in the world who want to draw both the United States and Russia into a conflict there, and then to kind of set off a world conflict. I don't see it happening, though. Even I think these are desperate acts by desperate people trying to get a war going. They're not going to be successful.
Well, I have to agree with you on that, and there are people who think that you can bring peace by starting more wars with and blowing more things up. And my personal feeling is violence is only to be used in self-defense. Mm. And I can't really see self-defense as an argument for a lot of what's going on now. Can you?
No, I can't see it at all. And I fully expect... the negative elements in the Middle East to try to manufacture another false flag attack. I hate to say it, but I think they're unscrupulous. But I want everyone listening out there today to really dig into the news and to know, especially like here in the United States, and I'm sure you know this, Ned, like there's only five or six major companies who own like 90-95% of the mass media in the United States. And often if you see one story on ABC, it'll be on NBC, CBS, NPR, it'll be on all the other channels as well, because they often use the same stories, not the same reporters. Sometimes they use the same reporters, but it's like a filtering system.
And sometimes it's almost word for word the same. You know,
right.
you can line them up side by side and switch from one to the other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's talking or text, and they're almost exactly the same.
Right. Right. Well, that's why I think alternative media like my show is so important, and why people want to listen to it, because they get. I always try to focus in on getting the truth and getting it out there, because I think people want the truth, and they also want a planet where there's no more war and no more conflict. I think our basic human nature is to be kind, benevolent, and in harmony, and not to be fighting all the time. I think there's a. I mean, for example, those missiles that Trump shot off, he shot off 56 missiles, each one cost $1.5 million. And so the total cost of all those missiles cost U.S. taxpayers, let's see, 56 times $1.5 million equals, close to $80 to $90 million, something like that, maybe
$100
million.
Now, $100 million.
Yeah, how many schools do you think could be built with $100 million in the United States, or in Syria for that matter? How many doctors could be brought to that country to give them real relief? How much good could $100 million do in cleaning up Fukushima, for example, which I'll be talking about there in the next hour? But in the blink of an eye, this government spends $100 million in missiles that, what, kills more people? And what good does that do, especially if it was a false flag?
Well, it looks like the intention is to overthrow the Assad regime.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at what happened to Libya after Gaddafi was overthrown, now Gaddafi's another one, you can't say that he was a wonderful man.
Right.
But Libya is in so much than when he was dictator.
Right.
So it's kind of like breaking the first rule of medicine, you know, first of all, do no harm.
Right.
And because we did harm by what we did in Libya, and we're going to do harm if we pull off the same kind of thing in Syria.
Yeah.
And so if the control of the pipeline happens the way we want it to, then I can't see that that's better than destroying the country to do it.
Right.
That's what it seems like they want to do.
Yeah, right. I had hoped Trump himself would have more of an objective viewpoint on this and take a step back. But he took the bait, I think, when he fired those missiles last week in response to what I think was a false flag. I just hope it doesn't escalate any more than it is. And I just want everyone around the world to know that there are so many, the majority of people here in the United States, I think they want peace in the Middle East, and they certainly don't want to go to war, and they don't want to commit U.S. troops to another kind of Vietnam situation.
And look at what's shaping up with respect to North Korea. I don't know how that one's going to turn out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I have to tell you that with North Korea, I have to go into my other area here. There's a whole group of positive extraterrestrials called the Galactic Alliance. They're an alliance of 450 million planets. They number approximately 6 to 7 trillion entities, Ned. They're mostly human, all benevolent. And I've been told that they actually stopped the Cold War. They stopped the United States and Russia back in the 80s and 90s and 70s from destroying ourselves with nuclear bombs like 8 or 9, 10 different times. And what they did is that they scrambled when a Russian or an American general hit the launch button for a nuclear missile at either country. The Galactics came in and scrambled the launch patterns so the missiles went nowhere. They can do it because their technology is up to 100,000 years ahead of us. They're also up to 50,000 years ahead of us. And I've been told with confidence that they're watching Kim Jong-un, the North Korean leader. And if he does try anything stupid like aiming a missile, for example, at Japan or the west coast of the United States, it will be disabled. They will not
Glad to hear that.
Yeah, they will not let a nuclear war destroy us. That's one of the reasons why the Galactics actually have stepped in and cleaned up much of the Pacific, because the situation at Fukushima is quite serious. There's 4 different reactors there, and that's one of the reasons why I'll be doing prayers for Fukushima next hour, is because the Galactics cannot do it all on their own. They want our energy and our prayers to aid them in their cleanup with Fukushima. You know, Fukushima was 4 times worse than Chernobyl, and in Chernobyl, over 1 million people died from the radiation, although you won't hear about it in the mass media. Many of those deaths were in the Ukraine area, of course, across Russia and Europe, from cancers from the radiation from Chernobyl. But Fukushima was 4 times worse. But yet, I visited Fukushima, did prayers a year ago. People are living right in the reactor area, and they're leading normal lives. And that's because much of the radiation has been cleaned up by the Galactics. But they also told me that they need our help, our prayers, because we're powerful spiritual beings, and we can make a difference. And our energy and our prayers, they can use that to help clean it up. The other thing, too, is that forget about the governments helping us, because they're frankly stuck. They don't know what to do about Fukushima, and that maybe that's the reason why you don't hear about it in the media at all. Nothing's ever said about it. You know, you've written so many interesting articles on your website called gatesofvienna.net, and I could go to many different to talk about them. But is an area you'd like to cover? We've got about 15 minutes left, Ned.
Let's see. Since we're doing false flags,
okay.
There may have just been one in Germany. I don't know if you heard about the bust for the soccer team in Dortmund.
No.
That was that 3 explosions were set off near it, and on Tuesday night, and the bust was damaged. But the injury, 2 people were injured, and they weren't injured seriously, so it wasn't one of these major bomb attacks. And there were pieces of paper left on the scene, 3 of them claiming responsibility for some Muslims. The Germans in our group are suspicious of them because they're bad German, but they're not written the way Muslims normally write German. They're bad German, written differently. connection with it. But if it turns out to be right-wingers, say, which is also possible, then it's almost certainly a false flag because the right wing is in Germany is so infiltrated by the government. So you have all these possible multiple levels of false flags in that attack. And I work with the German translators all the time, and we can't yet figure out what is most likely going on. But that's a good one to watch, because I think there's something strange about it, and we will eventually find out what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, there are a lot of things like that. Sometimes the thing is straightforward, like the guy in London who ran over those people and stabbed the police officer to death. That one seems to be just exactly what it looks like. But then there are other ones where you can't really tell.
Sure. I have to tell you, I had an astrologist on my show about 3 years ago. She's a wonderful astrologist named Susan Miller, very famous and very accurate as well. And she told me on my program in April of 2014, Ned, that this was a time of truth that the United States and the world was entering into, that things that are true would become self-evident and truer, and those that are false will also become evident and fall by the wayside. And I think that if this is a false flag last week, this gas attack upon these kids, I think it'll become self-evident here in the next couple of months. It'll be very difficult for them to try to cover it up. And if, in fact, it is a false flag, it'll expose some of the people who are trying to get us into war, and it's very frustrating. I mean, who in the right mind would want a war right now between the United States and Russia in the Middle East? The only people who would possibly benefit would be the military-industrial complex, if they were alive afterwards to use the monies they made from all the weapons.
Right. That's the important part. That last part. What will be left for them to prosper in? They get rich on a mountain of ashes. It doesn't seem like it.
Right. Exactly. So that's one of the things that I think this is. I think that I hope that Mr. Trump doesn't do anything stupid. And I think another missile attack like that would be stupid, because I think the Russians will strike back.
If we push them far enough, they will, definitely.
Right, exactly. They will strike back. And then what is he going to do? Commit troops to Syria? Nobody's going to do that.
Well, you wouldn't expect him to, because if we were fighting the Russians in Syria, it wouldn't be like some other places. You know, we would lose people. We'd probably win in the end, but there would be a lot of Americans killed, and Mr. Trump would not do very well, and the people who supported him, who elected him, would be very unhappy with it.
Oh, yeah.
So it's hard to imagine that he's going to take things in that direction. That he's not stupid, so would he actually do that? I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm focusing on the prayers today for Syria for the first 15-20 minutes, and also to have you on too, Ned. You've got a wealth. I really enjoy your articles at your website, gatesofvienna.net. You must spend about 80 to 90 hours a week writing.
Oh, well, mostly it's editing, since I'm dealing with translations and other people's material. I do some writing, but mostly editing. And, yeah, it's more than 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. So, yeah, you're about right there, over 80 hours.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I guess one of the articles, I want to go back to this article by a Flemish priest named Daniel Mays, M-A-E-S, who said, Putin and Assad saved my life. If I may, I'd like to quote a couple of passages from there, because this is what really caught my eye and led me to asking you to come on the show. Father Mays is a 78-year-old priest who lives in Syria in the 6th century Mar Kabub, hope I pronounced that right, monastery in the town of Qura, 90 miles north of Damascus. Here he's seen civil war, and according to Father Daniel, none of the Western coverage of the conflict in Syria is true. He says, quote, "The Americans and their allies want to destroy this country," unquote. He says that the idea that there's been a popular uprising against President Assad in Syria is completely wrong, that he's been in the town since 2010 for the last 7 years. And all of these, he says that what basically caused the problems in Syria are outside agitators coming in, organizing protests against the government and recruiting young people. But the but there's been no civil war within the country. I mean, within the country, there's been nothing. It's mostly been manufactured war coming in from people from outside of the country.
Yes, and I remember when that first started. It was before even, I think they started before Gaddafi was murdered. Suddenly, the supposed rebels appeared in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
All of them, or most of them, bankrolled by the USA and trained by the CIA and weapons supplied through the CIA. And actually, that's what happened in Benghazi. Was we were attempting to buy back the stuff we sold to Al Qaeda in Libya, so that we could ship it to Syria and repeat the same process there.
Oh wow!
And it all went wrong, of course. But that was what was in progress there. And by the way, you notice that even though it all came out, even though eventually all of what happened in Benghazi came out, it didn't bring Hillary Clinton down.
No, she ran for president. She got the nomination.
And she would have been elected if it had been anybody but Donald Trump running against her. I don't think, you know, say Rubio could have beat Hillary. I think she would be president now.
Yeah, right.
And so even though the truth came out, it sometimes... you know, people just don't pay enough attention to the truth. That's my opinion.
Right, right. I agree. Well, that's why I'm doing my show today on with this focus, and because I've seen the pictures on the internet, even though they're not published in the mass media here in the United States, but I have seen the people there, and these horrible pictures of these poor children and people been maimed and killed by the fighting there. There's also a site I saw a couple days ago where they showed pictures before and after the conflict in Damascus and other parts of Syria, where at one time, 5-10 years ago, Nineveh was a beautiful country, beautiful city, people living peacefully there, maybe not a perfect life, but they weren't at war and suffering horribly like they are now. And then a couple years later, most recently during this war, buildings reduced to rubble, people maimed and scarred. You know, just there's no excuse for the conflict. I don't see why we're even there. I have no idea why we're even there militarily.
Well, supposedly it's all because of the pipeline for the control of that pipeline. But I don't know if that's the real reason or not. That's just what you read about.
Right. Right. Well, you know, if you take it one step further, look at all the brutality against the Native Americans in North Dakota on the Standing Rock pipeline. That's a pipeline where people's arms have been shot off, others' knees have been shot off by police in North Dakota, and Trump went ahead and ordered that it be finished and completed. You know, the human rights violations for the sake of oil and oil companies are pretty amazing.
Yeah, it does happen that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then remember what happened in the Gulf of Mexico? Gosh, I guess that's been quite a few years ago, that immense spill.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I guess there's still, once again, that's not something covered by our mass media, but they're still, from what I know, they're still having problems down there, and I would love to hear from people living around the Gulf area, Louisiana, Texas, Alabama, Florida. It just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you because I don't hear anything on the media about what's going on there. But yet I get anecdotal stories about the pollution down there, and it's still a problem for people. People still get very sick, and there's a lot of oil at the floor of the ocean down there.
Yes, that's right. It went down there and formed those weird like puddles. I guess it's heavier than water, and you get pools of oil on the ocean floor then, don't you?
Yeah, and I think a lot of people have gotten sick from that as well.
Yeah. Sometimes bits and pieces of it wash up on the shore. I've seen pictures of that.
Well, you know, we clearly need to take better care of this planet, but... You know, getting back to my own belief system, Ned, I think that most people are benevolent, kind, and loving, and given a chance, as long as they're that they can, people can live in harmony with each other. And I think this whole conflict in Syria is engineered to try to draw the United States and Russia and other countries into a war. And I don't think it's going to work. And I think they're going to keep trying. I think they're desperate. But, you know, it's so sad. And those poor people are suffering from it there.
Yeah. Very much so.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Ned, we've got about 5 minutes left. And I just wanted to say that because I wanted to thank you so much for coming on today and give you the rest of the time to discuss whatever topics you'd like to talk about to wrap up your wonderful interview today.
Well, I don't know if there. I guess I could get on my little soapbox here and mm-hmm. talk about what I think is dangerous, and that is it wasn't just an Obama administration program, but the Obama mm-hmm. administration really increased it, and that was the mass importation of so-called refugees into this country.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons why it seemed they wanted a war in Syria, so they'd have an excuse to import Muslims into the country
in
massive numbers. And the Syrians, yes, but also Somalis, and lots of Somalis, and they're brought into small communities quietly and a lot of times without any consultation with local people. And the federal government pays for the first 6 months of their upkeep. And then after that, the localities have to pay for them.
Oh, boy.
They end up on welfare and they have to have special language trainers in the school and so on like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very harmful to our country. And
mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's ultimately not good for the people that are brought in that way, because their children end up on drugs and in gangs,
right?
You know, the
right.
Ethnic ghetto gangs. And I'd like to see people wake up to what's being done to them
mm-hmm.
in small communities. Minnesota, Idaho, some of the most flagrant stuff occurred in Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about up your way. I don't know how much of it you've got up there in the Pacific Northwest.
Some, yeah. I mean, it's spread throughout the country. One thing I want to make clear, though, I think that we all have the spark of the supreme being or God within us. But using a war as in Syria, Ned, to get a pipeline built and to slaughter and kill innocent people and then force them out as refugees, so they're totally traumatized, and even if they come. Ned, even if they come to Europe or the United States, they're still messed up. I mean, they've lost their home, lost their families, and it's going to cause the world even more problems.
They've been brutalized, severely brutalized, a lot of them, and they can't just be parachuted into an American community and get along with everybody.
Right. Well, I know that there's been a tremendous amount of problems in Germany and across Europe. Maybe I'm just naive when I say this, but I just don't understand why we have to have continual war and fighting all the time in the Middle East of all places, and why our government, the U.S. government, doesn't work to calm things down rather than blasting away like Trump did last week. You know, killing each other is an old Western style way of thinking that peace will resort, but it won't. It'll only feed it and get it and make it much worse. And especially when you've got Russia on the other side with nuclear weapons, that could strike back and cause a big problem for this country.
And now Turkey says that the Turkish government is starting a program to acquire nuclear weapons.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I brought in my angel team at the beginning of the hour, Ned, to bring peace and light to Syria, because I still don't see us it going into a World War III situation. But I think we need to do our prayers every day, and also to know that we're powerful spiritual beings, and the planet itself is meant to evolve into a much more beautiful and happy place. I think most people want to live in harmony. Most people do not want to fight each other. And the only people benefiting from this war in the Middle East is actually a few corporations in the military-industrial complex and their corporate directors, who are making a lot of money from the weapons that nobody wants. Nobody wants a war there. I mean, I don't want a war with Russia, and I don't see any Americans asking for that either.
Yeah, and I doubt the Russians want you know, ordinary Russian people want a war with us. Either.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because we all want to live in peace, and we all want to live as one. With that, Ned, I want to thank you so much for coming on today, and I'll have you on again. And thank you so much, Ned, for your words of wisdom. Really appreciate it.